Okay, good evening, everyone. We are in the middle. Okay, I'll try that again. Good evening, everyone. We are in the middle of discussing the halachos of hefsik and responses in the middle of davening. We left off on Thursday night. We discussed a few important halachos. If somebody is in the middle of Sukkah de Zimra, what a person is allowed to answer. We said a person is allowed to answer Amen, but not Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemai, and Baruch Hu. A person can say Modim Derabbanan, Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, the first pasuk of Kriya Shema, Asha Yatzar, the bracha on thunder and lightning, and we discussed those halachas at length on Wednesday and Thursday. Tonight we're going to discuss Halal. Let's say a person comes late to Shul, and like we said, for women many times they come late to Shul, which is normal, it's fine, and they come and they see that the tzibur is up to Halal, whether it's Rosh Chodesh or Yom Tov. So the Mishnah Berurah says that it's based on the Rama over there in Tav Chaf Beis, that a person should say Halal first, and then they should go ahead and daven. And the reason is that some say that a bracha is said on Halal only if it is said b'tzibur, only if it's amongst a tzibur. So therefore, if I come late to shul and I first start davening from the beginning and I say Halal by myself, so that already puts a person in a situation of a doubt. Are they allowed to say a bracha or not? We paskin that we do, but it is a suffix, it is a machlokes, so therefore it's better to say halal with the tzibur, with the congregation, and then you go back and you daven from the beginning. The place can tell us that this is also by women, just if the Zman Tefillah will pass, and we discussed the halachos of Zman Tefillah a while ago, if the Zman Tefillah will pass, then a person should daven first, and then they should say halal. But generally speaking, for women as well, if they come late to davening, and they see, everyone's up to halal, a person, they should daven with halal with the tzibur, and then they should go ahead and daven. Let's say a person is in the middle of Psukah de Zimra, when the congregation comes to halal. So the Mishnah Berurah says that it depends. And he says like this. If it's a chatzi halal, which means that it's a half halal, which we know half halal doesn't really mean half, it means around like 80 or 90%, but which means on Rosh Chodesh, or on the second days of Pesach, or Chol HaMoed Pesach, then a person should just say halal right then. They're in the middle of Psukah de Zimra, somewhere, let's say, up to Ashrei or up to the Halalukas, and they see and they realize that the tzibur is up to halal, then they should stop right there and they should say halal. And they do not say the bracha on the halal, because we'll say the following. We'll say that the bracha of Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach will be considered the bracha. That will be considered the bracha of halal, because anyways, some say that anytime chatzi halal is said, there's no bracha on such a halal. So we could just assume that halal, since it's also shirais v'sish bracha, is just like Psukah de Zimra, so my baruch sha'amar will be considered like my bracha before, and my yishtabach will be considered like the bracha afterwards. It's better to try to get up to the end of yishtabach and stop in between yishtabach and yotzar if possible. Fine, we'll talk about that be'ez Hashem at a later point when we discuss between Yishtabach and Yotzar, but if someone is in the middle of Psukah de Zimra, then by the Chatzi Halal, you just say it right there. But if it's the full Halal, like on Yom Tov, whether it's the first days of Pesach, or in Sukkot, or Shavuos, then you don't say it. Because there we want a real bracha, because everybody holds such a Halal, gets a bracha. It's one of the seven mitzvos midrabanan, and therefore we say that a person should not say halal at that point. They should just continue davening Psukah de Zimra, and later when they get up to halal for themselves, they will say halal. For women during Psukah de Zimra, there's a machlokas. If it's the full halal, then anyways, even a man doesn't stop. But the question is for a woman. A woman technically is not obligated to say halal, as we discussed when we were discussing the halachos of halal a few weeks ago. So there's a machlokas I saw in the sefer Rikshei Lev, which is a great sefer on Hilchos Tefillah for women. It's in Hebrew and in English. And I saw that he brings a machlokas on Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed Pesach, or the second days of Pesach, that we said over there that a man should just say it right there. What about a woman? She's really not obligated to say halal. She can volunteer and say halal. Should she stop in the middle of Psukah de Zimra and say halal? Or should she just continue straight with Psukah de Zimra or not? He brings a machlokas. He says that Rab Scheinberg says not to stop since they're not obligated. He brings others, Rav Meisher Sternberg, Rav Meisher Havishtam, that say that a woman can stop. It's, you know, not possible. I looked, you know, not possible to me to decide who's right. I looked around, I didn't see other Sfarim as of yet that speak about it. I would say, I guess, that either way, he brings the first opinion. The truth is, he brings the first opinion as of Scheinberg, that a woman should not stop. If it makes it easier for you for that, if you want to do that, that's totally okay. You're in the middle of Psukah de Zimra and the Tzibur comes to Hallel. Don't worry about it. You just continue going straight. And I'll probably tell you to do that because that keeps things simple. You continue going straight for yourself. And then when you get up to Hallel, you say the Hallel for yourself. In the Tefillah of Hallel, we have the phrase, as you know, Haisa Yehuda Lekacho Yisrael Mamshalosav, that Yehuda became Hashem's sanctuary, and Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, became his dominions, the Art Scroll translates, and that's referring to the Yamsuf. When Klal Yisrael had to go into the Yamsuf, Nachshon ben Aminadav, who was from Shevet Yehuda, nobody wanted to go in. He went in, and Shevet Yehuda was the first one to go into the Yamsuf, and then the Yamsuf split. And Reb Chaim Shmulevitz has a fantastic piece entitled Achrayus, Responsibility. And he says that Yehuda and the Shevet of Yehuda, but Yehuda especially, carried that role of Achrayus, responsibility. He says on a personal level, by Tamar, Yehuda Gay, he realized that he made a mistake and he admitted and he said, Sadka Mimeni. He didn't try to find excuses. Also, when the selling of Yosef, Yehuda took the responsibility and took him out of the pit. Also, when Binyamin was going to be taken by Yosef, he became the Arev, he became the guarantor, and he said, it's upon me, I'm going to defend Binyamin. And he brings other cases with Yehuda, and people, and he says that people all over, people always try to find excuses. He says that's by nature. People always try to get rid of the responsibility off of themselves. It wasn't my fault. There was traffic. I didn't get the message. And you know, they always try automatically. It's nature for everybody to do that, not to want to be responsible for their actions. And a person, he says that a person needs to be responsible for their actions, whether it's a responsibility towards other people or even for themselves. A person has money. A person can't just spend a credit card without any cheshbon. A person has to understand that at one point he's going to have to pay. And it's this way in Ruchnius as well, which of course is his main point of what he's trying to say. Someone says, what could I do? I have a temper. That's the way I am. I have a temper. Nothing I could do about it. Say, what could I do? I'm a Baal Taiva. I have Taiva, saying, so, you know, I have an urge to for certain things. The Muslim movement tells us that that's all not true, that a person needs to be responsible for his actions. And he says that's why Yehuda was zeicha to have malchus, to have a kingdom, because a king has to show achrayis. He has to show that he is in charge, and melech shemochel al kvoidei ein kvoidei mochel. He says that's why Shaul lost his malucha, because he was afraid of the people, so he didn't kill Agag and he took the loot. He said Yehuda wasn't chosen to be king. Yehuda was a king. He was a kingly person. He realized that there's such a thing as a responsibility, and that, and only that, can be in Malucha. And that's something that's very important for ourselves in general in life, and also to give over to our children. Our children have to realize that there's responsibility. If you eat, you have to clean up your table. It doesn't disappear by itself. You get undressed at night, who's putting the clothes in the hamper? Not just to bark at them that, oh, go put it in the hamper. It's your clothes. You want it to be washed? You have to put it in the hamper. Whatever there is, we have to give over to our children, and we have to see ourselves, to look in the mirror and know that each and every person has to bear responsibility for their actions. And that's something that's important to give over to the children as well. Okay? Everybody should have a good night.